Welcome to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. I am Kimberly. Some people call me Kimmy. You can call me either way. The most important thing is that I am me and you are you. And we are going to be on the air for the next 2 hours, 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time on Interviews. Today we've got a lot of things going on. We're gonna be talking a little bit about the shift, this huge change that's going on in the world. What is it? Are we going to fall off, you know, is Earth going to fall off the orbit? Are we going to, is the sun going to crash into the Earth? Or are we just really having an opportunity to make change in our life? We're going to be joined by, in my opinion, and many people I know, in the Toledo and the Northwest Ohio area and Michigan area, one of the most amazing psychic mediums that I know, John Tursky. He's going to be talking to you about the changes, what he's picking up on, and he will also be connecting with you. To talk to him and to talk to me, and I will tell you, we're a great team. We're great at tuning in. You can call us at 888-815-9756. You're listening to bbsradio.com and Interviews. And right now, with no further ado, I'd like to welcome to the program John Tursky. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am good. Welcome to Interviews. I know that I've had you on other networks I've been doing. I'm real excited that you're going to be part of this network. And want to say that it's a blessing to be reunited.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
John, I want to start out just by getting people, I mean, many people know who you are. You've made so many amazing, I could start with the people that I know personally that you've helped. The first time I met John, I was absolutely amazed because, and this is not coming from a space of ego, but of course I had to say that. So that obviously is one of the things I'm working through. I thought, man, he accesses information like I do. Oh my gosh, I found somebody I can actually ask questions and get guidance, and it's right. So, and I say that in all honesty, John is very accurate. He goes right to a higher vibration, to a higher place, and he is one of the most amazing, I would say the most amazing mediums that I know. And I'm saying that in complete honesty. So I want to welcome John to the show. He's only 21, so he is, I want to call him the kid, but he's a man. He's not a kid. And so, John, I want to just start out by just introducing you to everybody and would love for you to share your story.
Okay. Well, I guess my own personal journey started back when I was about 17 years old. I was in a rollover Jeep accident in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and unfortunately, I broke my neck. It was my C7. A lot of medical people and practitioners will consider that as your hangman's fracture. Usually, just the slightest break is supposed to cut off your airway. And mine was completely split in half, hanging by a hair. So it was pretty remarkable that, I survived something like this without, you know, being dead or without even being paralyzed. So that was kind of a wake-up call for me, which I'm sure a lot of us have, you know, throughout our entire life. So at that age of 17, it just totally made me look at the bigger picture of life, and it made me look within myself to discover the own power within in which we all have. And throughout this journey, it's just been my intention and my focus, not only to help and to guide others, but to show them the power within themselves where they can seek the guidance for themselves and in turn, live a life of completeness and wholeness. It's remarkable when you kind of step into this limelight and your whole views and perception of what life is completely changes. You no longer look at yourself as the effect of what life is. You then begin to understand that you're the cause of what everything is created. So I guess it's a little bit about my story and how I got here.
And, John, it's an amazing story because it comes with such growth. I will tell you that, John, I haven't known you a year, but I feel like I know that there's a connection there, that I've known you many lifetimes. We have gotten to get, like, several of us, a group of us, a collective group, soul group, and starting to realize, like, all these amazing things and issues and stuff we've been working through. I have honestly seen, I had the blessing of seeing John last week. It was a week ago yesterday, and I saw a huge shift in you. And you took a trip out to Colorado. Well, not to Colorado. Why did I say that? You went out there, then you just jumped in the car. And for some reason, I'm sure there's a reason that came up. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the journey you took and what you felt since then?
Recently I took a road trip with one of my friends, and we decided to travel out west. And we traveled the coast of California. We stopped in Las Vegas, Sedona, New Mexico, went to the Redwood Forest, the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, the Death Valley. I mean, we were just all over. Went snowboarding in the mountains in Colorado. And this was just one of the ideas. It's just all of a sudden we just came up with this idea, and we just kind of picked up and put everything together, and the universe made it happen, you know, in less than a month. And I wasn't necessarily sure to why I felt so compelled to take this trip and to journey with one of my friends. But looking back, I can see why. It wasn't necessarily the places I visited, the people I encountered, which I did meet and encounter some amazing people along this journey who were able to help us, and in turn we were able to help them in a more bigger, significant way. But the core essence of what this trip taught me was surrender and trusting in every moment, to see the perfection in every situation, you know, that the universe or God puts in front of us. It was just so amazing. The best thing about this trip is that we had no destination. We had no place to be. We just decided to drive, and wherever it is that we ended up is where we trusted was where we're supposed to be. And it was really magnificent because my birthday was on October 27th, and the night of my birthday we were in Utah, which, by the way, Utah is the most beautiful state I've ever drove through. We were in Utah, and we were camping in a minivan. So we were gone for a month. The whole month we were gone, we were camping in the back of a minivan. You know, going days, weeks without showering. But the night before my birthday, we had pulled over on the side of the road, which we just thought was desert, and had no idea where we were at. But the next morning, it was amazing because we've seen the most beautiful sunrise over the most gorgeous canyon. And it was like the universe was winking at us. And it was, you know, the biggest happy birthday present you could ever have. But throughout this entire journey, we discovered ourselves being at the right place at the right time. We no longer contradicted or criticized or judged where we were. We had no expectations. We didn't have any attachments. We were so in line with the universal flow of things that it made this entire trip so worthwhile that we couldn't even, it was almost as if we couldn't even put to reality of things that this was really happening. You know, being in the moment then compared to looking at it now, it's almost as if the memory is more exciting than the actual moment was, because we were so in the moment that we couldn't feel anything else but pure bliss. It was amazing. And, you know, what that did to me and what that showed me, like I said, was to look and to see the perfection in every moment, that what we can only see in front of us is just a vast percentage of what really is out there. And when we put that trust and we put that surrender into the one who sees all and the one who knows all, it gives us a whole new identity, a whole new streak in life. It gives us a whole new direction, which in essence, there really was no direction. It was just in that current moment, in that state of being. So
in the moment,
Yeah.
That's, isn't that amazing though? It is about the moment, and it's the awe that we experience when we just allow ourselves to get out of that constant expectation of, okay, this is the way things should be, and you just allow yourself to flow with the flow. And what I think is so interesting, and John, I really want to talk to you that when we get back, is that, you know, my girlfriend and Ritu, you know Ritu well, and I, we have taken a lot of trips, and we get off the plane, we're like, back to life, you know, we're taking that back to reality. It's like, oh, here we are. But it's like, there's something to be said about going on vacation, and then something to be said about being on vacation and being in, like Ritu says, yumminess in your life now. And I will say that I just went through a class, and it totally has shifted so much of that the yumminess is there. And I want to talk to you about that, John, because I really believe that there is such a passion that you have inside of you for just, it's like you know how to step into things and manifest. And I want to talk to you about that, talk to you a little bit about the feelings sometimes that we get when we come back and how to work through them. So we're going to take a quick break. If you want to call in, 888-815-9756. We have amazing medium intuitive John Tursky on with us, and you are listening to Interviews on BBSRadio.com. I'm Kimberly Rose. We'll be with you after this break.
This is Pat Altvader with the Conscious Transformations Moment. When using the Law of Attraction, one of the first steps is to become very clear about exactly what you want to attract. I've designed a worksheet that will help you do just that. To download this free tool, visit www.transformationsinstitute.com/LOAResources.html.
Welcome back to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. Right now we have medium and intuitive John Tursky on the line. I'm also here to talk to you. I'm a medium, I'm an intuitive, and it's just me. I'm here to connect with you. And when I say just comes with a lot of humbleness that we are all intuitives. We all have the ability to do and be whatever we want to be through simple choice. John, we were just talking about your journey, you know, starting out with a car accident that shifted your life to a trip. You took a trip. You just did it. Just went out there. I mean, I was so excited about that just for the reason that here you are and you're driving out there and you're not worrying about the shower. You've got a limited amount of money, but you have an abundance of spiritual currency, and you're taking it with you. So you come back. Just tell me a little bit about when you were coming back, when you're driving back. Were there any emotions or feelings that you were going through, or were you starting to feel a difference between that freedom and having to come back to something?
On our way back, we had stopped in Colorado one last time. And we knew that once we were leaving Colorado, the next step was to be home. So within that drive, a lot of things shifted. And I guess it was a part of me that was still fearful to put myself back into my old routine of things, my old way of living, because I guess there was a part of me that felt like I wasn't going to be able to carry everything that I've just absorbed, carry that over to the way that I live my life today. So there was a lot of anxiety. I mean, there's just a lot of different emotions overall. There was a lot of release, and it was releasing old ways of thinking, old patterns, old perceptions, old beliefs even. And when I did come back, I would say it took me a good week and a half to 2 weeks to start still adapt. I would say I probably just got back into the swing of things probably about less than a week ago. So, I mean, it's been hard. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, just like any flower, I mean, just like nature, I mean, you can see a tulip that grows and blooms so effortlessly. It doesn't try to make itself come out of the ground any faster than what it can. And so I look at people and our own evolution in the same way. We all have our own natural way of unfolding. No matter how much you learn, how much you absorb, how much, you know, you figure out, you're still going to bloom and unfold in the same natural way, whether or not you still had those understandings or still absorb that type of knowledge. So I surrendered. I just sat back and surrendered because my emotions were in such a flux. I wasn't necessarily able to control them. I wasn't able to determine what is mine, what is other people's. You know, I just spent a month with, you know, somebody in my life day in and day out. So I had to separate my energies from, you know, from theirs. And, like I said, I just surrendered and I allowed myself to naturally unfold and naturally step in, you know, to the authenticity of who I really am. And this is the space that I'm coming into right now. And when you surrender, when you trust and just put yourself in that alignment, there's really nothing to worry about. Everything's taken care of for you. And there's, like I said, no expectations, no attachments. You really do live a fulfilling, complete, whole life that really changes your perception and your way of living. So I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed to have an opportunity like that. But even more so, it's not we don't necessarily have to, you know, leave the state or go on the other side of the country to figure out things on this level. It's just a matter of putting yourself into that space wherever you go.
And you know what, John, when you say that, what I love that you're saying about that, it's just, it's amazing that it's the choice, if that makes sense. Here we are in the space of choice, and don't you think so many people have a really hard time believing in that choice, or that they even have a choice, that it's...
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, where this stems up from is, you know, society has really put a label on which choices are right and which choices are wrong. And it's not going individually of this choice is right for you, but it's not right for you. This is society putting a label on society as a whole, saying this is how it should be, this is your limits, this is your boundaries, you're nothing more, you're nothing less. Well, when you kind of take yourself out of that and start to realize that one thing that God has given you is that free will, you know, spiritual free will and choice. So I started to realize, you know, in life there is no right and there is no wrong. Right and wrong is just what society has put on us to try to manipulate or to control the way that we live our life. So when you look at life as no rules, it doesn't necessarily mean that chaos is going to start and people are going to start robbing banks and stealing things. It's not necessarily it. We start to look at, yes, everything, we have a choice. You can make one choice, and if you don't really think that that was the right choice for you, it's a great opportunity for you to learn from that choice and practice self-awareness, and then know that which choice is right to make the second time it comes around. But when you put yourself in, you know, no limits, no laws, no rules, no boundaries, but yet you still live in your integrity of things, you know, the freedom of choice becomes a whole new game. And you start to realize that each choice that you make is then planting a seed for the creation that you will soon experience. And every creation that you've experienced, that you put yourself in, then gives you a total whole new canvas to life. Like I said, you no longer think of yourself as the effect of what life is. You then realize that you are the cause of everything. And that's when you really take control of your own life. It's freedom of choice. I mean, for kids, I mean, you have a choice. You can either go to school or you can look for a job today. If it's your choice, what's it going to be?
And I love it. I love it. You're making me feel good. Don't you think that that's the limiting belief that so much of our society has?
Absolutely. And I think society had put this, put these limits or put these boundaries on us. And I really hate to, you know, really put anyone or any system down, but I honestly look at this as control. They want to control us. And when I say they, it's not any particular person. It's the core essence of what this nation was built upon. And its rules, its guidelines, its laws, it's do this, do that, you know, do good in school. If you drop out of school, you're failing on your country. I mean, there's so much in life that puts you to feel so much shame or so much guilt for making the wrong decision or not making the right decision. When in essence, it should be, we should feel confident, comfortable, whole, and be just so satisfying regardless of the choice we make, but yet understand that the choice that we make is also the picture that we create. And we cannot blame, judge, or point any fingers for what our life gives us because, again, we realize that we created it. And we have that power to change anything. We have that power to add, take away. This is your game, and you're the only one who's in control of it. Nobody, no other thing, nothing outside of you. All the power comes from within.
I love it, and that's the truth. It is what comes. It is from within, and I really truly believe when we come back into that space of wholeness, what will happen is, I mean, it's just magical. All I can say is it is magical. And that's what it's about. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the shift. And what I really want to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that because a lot of people, again, are choosing to feel fearful. And they're choosing to stay outside of themselves with things. So, John, I want to talk about when we come back, I'd love to share with listeners what's really going on and what is the experience, what is available to us, and what is your intuition, perception, whatever it is that you call it, of what we are about to manifest should we choose. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. I want to share real quick that if you want to get a hold of John, John, why don't you share your website and phone number before we go to a break?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me for, I do in-person consultations, readings, and also over the phone. You can give me a call at my office at 419-517-0047, or you can also visit my website at www.johnterskymedium.com.
And John is at some wonderful, we've got some great places here in the Toledo, Ohio area. I have liked the way he's at Harmony and Health, and also it's Angela's Angels, is that right?
Yeah, it's Harmony and Life. It's a healing arts and education
Harmony
center here in, yeah, here in Saline, Ohio. And I also have a space over at Angela's Angels, which is a lot of my clients there, those who have lost children or loved ones really close to them. So I'm all around.
Yes, and he is, and they're great places. If you hadn't had a chance to visit them, you can go to his website to get more information. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have more with John and more with you at 888-815-9756. You're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734 854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number.
Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony. A testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com, the number 888-815-9756. If you'd like to call in, in the next 5 minutes, we'll be opening up the phones to take your calls if you'd like to connect with the other side or you'd like to ask a question. I will tell you that the guest that we have on, John Tursky, he's a medium and an intuitive. And he's what I love about what he does is when he connects, he actually will give you a roadmap of so many things that he can see happening for you. But he allows free will, which is the most beautiful thing, is that free will, giving that free will and that, you know, opening to that choice. And I just, it's just this really, really strong, strong experience that I really, really want each and every one of you to go through by being able to talk to him and get a reading. So again, 888 is the number. 815-9576. I want to mention also that this weekend I'm going to be doing a class. It's called Connecting with Your Infinite Self. If you're wanting to connect with every part of you. And a lot of people say infinite. I'm going to start astral traveling somewhere. It's really about getting in touch with who you are, setting some intentions of what it is that you would like to experience and manifest in your life, and allowing that infinitely, knowing that when you allow yourself to recognize that you are infinite, anything and everything can happen. Be very, very aware that when you get in touch with this energy, nothing can hold you back. And I know that when I said that, most of you would go, what's she going to say? Be aware of what? There's nothing to be afraid of. The only fear that we ever feed into is the fear of the fear that we believe we can't get, we can't get into a space of
going backwards. We can only be in forward movement. Right now, I'm going to bring John back. I know we have a caller on the line that's waiting to talk to John, but I just kind of wanted to just connect with what we were talking about what is coming, what is the shift, and what is it that we can expect, or what is it that you have tuned into?
This is my belief. I don't want to force this on anyone as truth or universal truth. This is just something that I've come up with myself. Now we can look at the human anatomy through, physically, spiritually, whatever, but we have different layers or different cores to our own awareness. And, as I'm sure a lot of us know, we have that physical mind, or the ego. And then we can go up and we have the subconscious mind, which connects you and me all together. And then there's the ultimate or the collective mind. And there's also levels in between that. Now, the majority of society or the majority of people are pretty caught or hidden within their physical or their ego, their physical mind. And when you're stuck in that space, you're not able to see anything that's going on above you. So you're not able to put yourself into that subconscious awareness, and it's definitely going to be hard to put yourself into that God awareness, to be one with that, if you've so much identified yourself with everything around you. So I have to have my car in order to be happy. I got to live in a great big house in order to be successful. And if you lose your house, you feel like you're losing a part of yourself. And then you have to ask yourself, oh my gosh, who am I? I got to re-identify my entire identity. So this is going along with no expectations, no attachments. So as the shift occurs, which has already started, and it's going to continue to shift over the next 2 years. But what I feel is actually happening is slowly but surely your mind is starting to lose the control. Your mind is no longer having 100% control over your awareness, your decisions, and the way that you interact in life. So the closer we get to the shift, the more open we all become. And which is why you can see, if you look on TV, what kind of shows are on there? We got The Medium, we got The Haunting, Paranormal Investigations, Psychic Kids. This is all what society and what people are starting to turn to. So when we put ourselves and we embrace this change and we don't try to contradict it or stop it from happening, you start to get in such an alignment with yourself where it almost feels as if your higher self, your God self, actually just finally drops into your body. And it just gives you this ultimate awareness. You're no longer identifying yourself or criticizing life through your ego. You then start to look at life through that subconscious or that higher mind, which you see everything being complete. You see the perfection in everything. You can't criticize. You can't judge. You don't even have any need to change. If you do see something outside of you that you would probably want to change, you then can backstep and look within yourself and see what it is within you that maybe needs some tweaking a little bit, because again, you created this, you manifested this. So to change something outside of you first begins with you inside yourself. So as the shift is happening, basically all it is getting us more in tune, more aligned. We're not thinking with our physical mind anymore. The hardest thing for humans to do, I believe, is to change their beliefs. And this is kind of what the shift is forcing, is people to step outside the box, for people to see that it's not things outside of them that they have to worship. It's not things outside of them that they have to devote to. It's just the mere essence and the presence within you that you must enfold and surrender to. And if you're able to do this, it makes this entire shift a heck of a lot easier, because if people disregard this or people don't want to look at certain things like this, it could make you feel like you're going crazy because you're hearing things that, you're hearing voices inside your head, which you're really picking up on other people's thoughts. Your emotions are going out of whack because you're feeling everyone else around you and then you're not able to determine yourself. There could be a lot of chaos that happens. But the biggest thing is just to surrender to it, embrace it, and just know that everything, 100%, this is a good thing. There's no bombings. There's no disasters. It's not like that. It's just a whole new awareness. It's a new awakening. It's bringing peace on earth, creating that heaven on earth, which is something I think this world needs, and it's about time.
I love when you say creating heaven on earth, because that's really what it is about. It's about experiencing it and creating it. And the only way to really do that is to know that you already are. And it's not as much work as people think, but I'll tell you, it's the beliefs that we have to change. And when I say change, one of the things that I've really learned is the distortion of belief, that we tend at some point in our life to distort our belief system, and whether that belief or even our reality distort it, it's because it's safe, or there's certain things that we choose to see as to be safe, or whatever it is. It's just crazy how it goes.
You're absolutely right. And you know, sometimes we get stuck in this space of we're just so comfortable, but yet we don't understand how we got there. And you know, one of the biggest examples I can give you is I had a client who had lost her son almost 2 years ago. And I, you know, I've never really lost anyone close to me. I've never, you know, I don't have any children, so I really don't know how that feels. But throughout this reading, you know, she kept having the attitude of, "Oh, this, you know, I'm going to be a zombie the rest of my life. This is not going to change." I mean, she just had such the negative attitude of things. And I kept telling her, you know, "You're absolutely right. You're not going to change. You're going to be stuck like this forever." And it, and she kind of looked at me with her eyebrows raised, and she, and it was like, "That's not the answer I'm looking for." And I told her, I said, "You're not going to get any other answer until you change your beliefs. What you believe is what you perceive. And right now you believe that you're going to, your life has ended, that you are no longer worth living." She said every day she wishes that she could die, because without her son, she doesn't feel as if there's a purpose to life. And it, all it took was just a mere shift in her, shifting her awareness, shifting her perception of things, and not looking at it as, "My life is over, this is it, my life is gone." Now she's starting to look at life as, "I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm whole." And it's giving a whole new meaning to her. And little did she realize, I told her, I said, "You're really comfortable in this state of being. You're really comfortable in this state of grief and mourn." And she didn't realize it, but she was. And it's really remarkable to see the changes that this person is making. Because all it takes is one perception to shift, one belief to just get rid of and start anew. And it's as simple as that. It really is.
And you know what I love about that is the simplicity, that what we do is we're constantly in that space where we don't always believe that it's that simple, and therefore we make it complicated. And I will tell you, I have been the queen of that. So, you know, you're not alone if you're out there feeling that way. But I will tell you, the whole purpose of this is there's a reason. You picked to come to Earth just so you could start to experience things in a way that where you're down. I always think of the hangman card. It's heaven on earth, but it's also feeling like hell sometimes, and whatever you choose to believe that is. Even if I don't even like to say it, but I'm saying it because I know many people out there will resonate and understand kind of what I'm trying to say, but it is your choice. It's what you choose in your life. It's what you want in your life. And it is. It's what is it that you want, and what is it that you create? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got Rose calling in. We've also got Casey. Rose is calling from Michigan. We've got Casey from New York. And if you'd like to call in, 888-815-9756. I'd also like to invite you to go to KimmyRose.com. And if you go over to Kimmy Rose and Friends, you will also see that John is one of our very gifted intuitives on there. Just go on over there to KimmyRose.com and check it out. We'll be right back with more of interviews.
This is Pat Altvader with the Conscious Transformations Moment. When using the Law of Attraction, one of the first steps is to become very clear about exactly what you want to attract. I've designed a worksheet that will help you do just that. To download this free tool, visit www.transformationsinstitute.com/LOAResources.html.
Hi, this is Kimmy. Kimberly Rose, join me on Saturday, November 28th in Port Huron as I present to you a workshop that will help you look deep within yourself to find out your life purpose. Figure out what your blueprint is, why you're here. Who are the soulmates in your life? What is the connection? We are going to connect with the divine connection, the Akasha. Finding your way through vibration, through enlightenment, and through opening. That's on Saturday, November 28th. You can also talk to me for private readings in person on Sunday, November 29th in Port Huron. Give Light the Way a call at 734-854-1514 or visit me at kimmyrose.com. See you then. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at kimmyrose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's kimmyrose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Welcome back to Interviews with Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to bbsradio.com. You can also go to my website, kimmyrose.com, to get more information on how to get a hold of me. The number is 734-854-1514, and I'd also like to invite you to join me this Saturday for a wonderful class Saturday morning called Connecting with Your Infinite Self. That's at Light the Way, which is at 3528 Westerns Road. If you can't come and take the class in person, you can go online to my website, and there is a 5-day course available for you all online. It's a wonderful way to open up, and it's also a great Christmas gift if you're looking to find something sacred to give to a loved one. Lots of things going on, lots of wonderful people, and a lot of time in every moment to open up to the infinite possibilities within you. Right now we have a medium and intuitive John Tursky on the line with you and with me. John, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can call my office at 419-517-0047, and that's located at the Harmony and Life Center in downtown Sylvania, Ohio. You can also check out my website at johntursky.medium.com.
And John is an amazing medium. I will say firsthand that he has blown me away with the things, and I have a girlfriend who is my best friend. I always call her my other half, and we actually just got that confirmation from someone who said, yeah, you two are very connected, very opposite in many ways, but very similar, and she doesn't go to many people for readings, and she goes to him. So right dead on. Make sure you call him for a reading. And he also has a awesome newsletter. So if you get on his mailing list, be part of an amazing journey. Right now we have Rose on the line. Rose, welcome to Interviews.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I found you again. I've called before, and you mentioned my concern this week is I have to go for a ultrasound on the heart, and do you see that they're going to have to do anything more than just the test?
John?
I will tell you this. It's your choice, and here's why I'm going to say this, is because within the next month you have an option, and this option is the way that you're beginning to perceive a lot of things in life. So So if we look at whatever is complicated, whatever's happening with your heart medically, that can always be traced back and see how that was manifested mentally. So you're shifting, you are changing, you're starting to look at life in a lot of different ways and a lot of different views. And there's something in which you, there's someone in which you have to forgive. This is all about forgiveness, and this is having to, this is dating back all the way from childhood. I actually want to say between the ages of 13 and 17. Whatever had happened here, and this is from, I want to say this is the father figure, because there's a male figure who's coming through on the other side, very tall, very, very traditional, but there's a lot of forgiveness that needs to take place. And if you're able to do this wholeheartedly, not only just for the sake of forgiveness, but for the sake of seeing the innocence within every single person and forgiving them when they're not operating from that innocence, then all your medical complications will soon go away. But if you continue to hold a grudge or to hold things against someone, the medical conditions will further manifest into something which, yeah, it will have to take the next step farther medically. But again, that's your choice. It all depends on how you react.
Okay.
Rose, does, I mean, and I know that it's like, wow, you know, I have a choice. It's, and it doesn't always feel like you have a choice when you're scared and you're going through things. You feel like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? How do I do this? Am I going to be okay? I agree 100% with John in that I feel like you, it's that, you know, that state of mind. I mean, really, your mind is powerful. So,
okay.
If I may ask you this, just for a moment to kind of close your eyes and just tune in. Just tune into yourself. Tune in to whatever's going on within you. When I say tune in, that means just to feel you. Not to feel me, not to feel anybody that could be knocking on the door or cars going by. But tune into the awareness of this test. Tune into the awareness of what it is that you are feeling about you. And I'd like to share, I'd like you to just share with us that what do you feel? What's the first thing and where in your body are you feeling? Is it emotion? Is it, if you could give it a voice, what would it say?
Oh. confusion?
Confusion?
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. So confusion. So the confusion, did you remember when John just said to you about being clear and being strong about what, how this will turn out?
Yeah.
Can you see how the confusion is going to make you feel confused? And it can confuse your health also.
Okay. So, but I'm trying to figure out who that might be that that I have to forgive.
Hey, John?
yeah. like I said, this is a male figure, and it's not as if this person did something directly to you or that you were in line with anything that happened. It's more or less with the fact that you didn't agree with some of the ways or some of the format that was delegated when you were younger. And I don't know, like I said, if this is directly a father figure, but it's just the environment and the circumstances in which you were around.
Oh.
Okay, so tell us about that. Let's just kind of for a minute. Is there any fear when you feel like you're losing control of things? Do you get kind of like fearful of things?
I guess I haven't wanted to travel. I like to stay closer to home. That's the only change that I really see. I'm comfortable with who I'm with and with, you know, my friends and family.
So you said the word comfort. I've got a question because, John, you're picking up on a male, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm just going to say I'm going into a past life that's what I feel. It could be, maybe you're, you know, you might be, I mean, John, you were saying a male. Is it possible that this could be a past life connection? Because I feel a father figure, but I'm feeling maybe it was her dad in a past life, and I'm just wondering, is that possible?
Well, let me ask you this, Rose. Do you have any children?
Yeah, I got four.
Do you think that there's a possibility that you are holding something against yourself in the way that your children were raised, almost as if you feel like I should have done this different, or if you had a second chance? It's almost maybe the forgiveness that I'm offering.
Well, my first husband left me, and then I had to make a decision on, splitting the family up. And I wished, I probably could have done that different.
And, I think that it goes a little deeper than that. If this is what we're talking about with relationship with your kids, I feel as if it's just something that you're really holding against yourself. And it's like you look at the way that some of them may live their life today, and you kind of point the finger at you because you feel as if this is something that you've created, whether it means that they're not strong or whatever. I mean, it's just you're picking all these little things out, and you tend to point the finger back at you. And I'm just saying that there's a forgiveness and there's a relief that needs to start with you. And being the heart, it's having to do with love. So there's either issues with you feel like there wasn't enough love in the family. And again,
right,
if this is going with your childhood, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was very cold, and
it's like everyone had to fend for themselves.
Right. Right. I mean, they were there, but no physical affection or anything like that. I've been told before.
Yeah, there was no emotional connection. It's like you did what you did for the morality or because of this is the right thing to do, but you never did anything in regards because you never felt like you were getting anything back or get anything out of it.
Right.
So this is what I'm talking about with the forgiveness. This is where the heart problems and the chest problems manifested from. So if you're able to backstep and look at this and not only forgive, but if you look at it and honor it, respect it, and acknowledge it for who it made you today, it becomes a whole nother power for you.
Okay, so I have to forgive my parents and anybody else.
And then forgive yourself.
Sound
good?
I will do that.
And you know something, you know, I truly believe that, you know, and the thing I know, I understand that the space you're moving in with being in that situation with kids. But I can tell you, I absolutely feel that you did what was best for them and their highest good. And children are so resilient and amazing, and as long as you know that you are just a wonderful mother, and it's just loving them and just being your best. It's very simple. It's so simple, and we make it so complicated. Really. So just be yourself, okay? And God bless you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you, Rose.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
And, you know, I have to just say, this is the beautiful thing about this program and so many of the programs on this network. It's that heart-centered connection that each and every one of us shares. And if you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. We have medium John Tursky on with us. He is an amazing person. When you start to get a reading with him, I don't even like to call it a reading because to me it's so much more. It's a healing. It's guidance. It's divine. You will feel a shift within you that is so powerful that it will just make you, it just makes you see truth, and it allows you to be who you are because he's simply holding a space that is very sacred. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back,
We have some other callers on the line, and if you want to call it, 888-815-9756 is the number. Check out the website, KimmyRose.com, to get your weekly horoscope. We'll be back with more of Interviews with Kimberly Rose.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514. To connect with these amazing people, you can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Do you want to stop smoking, lose weight, get pregnant, have a better way of connecting in your relationships? Shop online right now for my hypnosis CDs by going to LITETheWay.com. That's LightTheWay.com. Click on our store. Items will be shipped within 24 hours. If not, you can download the MP3 right there. Check out LightTheWay.com. Everything you could ever need for your mind, body, and spirit.
I am Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to BBSRadio.com. You know, this is a great network if you are wanting to just grab onto a new way of embracing life. Listen, you can listen daily to a lot of wonderful shows. A very good friend of mine, Dr. Pat, is on this network. Very, very blessed to have her in my life. And also, we have some wonderful guests. You're going to be hearing from some great guests, like some guests coming up. We've got Danyon Brinkley, Greg Braden, Sonia Chiquette, and the list goes on and on. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the calendar. You can check out the different guests that will be on with us. And also, I want to just also connect with you and let you know that we're here to hear from you. If you have a business or you would like to get a message out, go to the website, email me, and we'll tell you how you can be part of Interviews every week. It's really simple, and we want to hear from you. This is what it's about. It's about the community and the connection. Right now we have on the air with us John Tursky. He is a medium, an intuitive, an amazing person. And we also have Casey, who has been patiently waiting from New York. Casey, welcome to Interviews.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Very good. I was wondering what you see ahead for me and particularly I'm having a lot of stress right now. I have a review and audit coming up with my Social Security disability. I'm wondering, am I going to have a problem there? Will they stop my benefits? And any advice or any messages that you might have or anybody might have?
Okay. John?
They appreciate it.
Casey, here, biggest thing I'm picking up for you right now is, you know, you're really going through a lot of changes in your life, and there's been a lot of people around you who have really had a big say or a big hand in what goes on in your life, and slowly but surely, some of these people are really starting to fade away, and it's giving you, it's kind of pushing you into the space where you're having to look at things and delegate things on your own instead of relying on certain people around you to kind of give that helping hand. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just we haven't always seen the people that we've relied on until it gets us into a space where they're no longer there. So with everything that's kind of happening with you, it's putting you in alignment for you to be able to work on the things that you're meant to work on here in life. So, yes, you're going to get the money that you deserve with Social Security. You're not going to because what I'm also hearing is that you're worried or you're worried because there's a chance that you might have to pay certain penalties or pay certain fines.
No,
it's not necessarily the case because, like I said, let me put it this way. You have been asking some of the biggest questions in life for the past month, and that's having to do with who am I? What is life? What's the purpose and meaning? I know that there's more here than what I can perceive. So the universe is saying to you, okay, you know, your wish is my command. Let me show you exactly who you are. So what's happening in this process is everything that no longer identifies who you are at a core is now beginning to be taken away. So anything that you've identified yourself with and saying that I need this or I need this person in my life in order to be complete is now starting to fade away. And like I said, with Social Security, you're taken care of. You're being taken care of. So that way you're able to focus more on what this life is really meant to offer and what you're really meant to offer to this life. Like I said, you've been asking the biggest questions, and now they're being answered for you. So the best thing for you to do is just to trust. Trust all is in divine order, and then surrender to the essence of who you are.
Does that make sense, hon?
In a grand sense, but to me right now, no.
Okay.
In the world, no.
Yeah. Can I have to say this, because in a grand sense, it is the truth. I mean, that is what, I mean, this is so interesting because I've got goosebumps all over my body, which tells me that you are going through a lot of tests. And there's nothing wrong with getting upset and saying, I am so tired of this. I just want peace. Okay. But you have to remember that how to distinguish the fact that, between, okay, I want this and I'm going to have it. And that's what he's saying. He's telling you that, like, even time wise, you can see the process, the evolution of things. So I will tell you, I got a really strong message about you doing something. And of course, I always tune in. I'm like in my own little world, okay, of hearing things that there's a man that's coming through really strong that's with you in spirit. I don't feel like he's that old. Like, I don't think he's like a lot older than you. And he's just smiling because he says, you knew I was here. And he wants you to know that it's going to be okay. He doesn't think you have to fight so hard. There's so much these feelings you have inside of you of resistance. And to the point where I can see that you just kind of feel like, okay, if I don't have some peace soon, who is it that I can trust? You know, what is it I can do? I see something independent around you. So I'm feeling really, I got goosebumps. I'm feeling really strong about you doing something on your own. It's funny because I'm just going to share that around September of next year, there's an opportunity that is going to come in that, and I got a name really clear, real clear of Jennifer, and I want to say Kimi, I'm not sure if that's the last name. You can write it down, but you know, watch for that name. What was your other question?
Well, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life.
Okay.
I spent many years taking care of my grandmother until she passed, and I feel like a failed actress. Had wanted to try to get back to it, but then I felt like I was too old and just, you know, I just got too depressed about the whole situation, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, if it's meant to be for me or not. And I kind of said, well, I guess it isn't, but what is?
Well,
I've hated every other job I've ever had, so I've never found any other niche.
Well, that's your passion. And through that passion, you teach. I mean, I can tell you this right now. That's the way you express yourself. I mean, that's the best way for you to express yourself. And I write that, you know, when names pop in, I didn't write it down. So, you know, just take that into your center. I don't believe one bit that you're too old to do this. I do believe that you're buying a lot into what people like to say, you know what I mean? Or, you know, and you and I both know that the hardest, the most difficult place to be is the media. It's not always easy, but that's part of what you come here with, if that makes sense. You come here with that, and you learn. You learn and you grow from it. So I'm going to just tell you, I just have this feeling. It's like John says, and I can feel what he's saying, get it out of your head. You're like me, where your worst enemy is your mind, and most people. I mean, but the most powerful friend you have is your mind, too, because you in the past, like, it's like that feeling like, I don't have my groove, man. What's going on here? Where did it go? Didn't go anywhere. It's still there. It's just a matter of making your mind up not to feel limited. And soon as you get limiting things in your head, you're going down. You take yourself down. Nobody else is doing it. Don't allow what is not real to be real. Don't be disempowered. You have when you were a little girl, there is a distortion of your reality that happened. You went through. I can see something traumatic, but I also feel like it's brought about this amazing gift that you have to connect with people, not only with acting or being an actress, you would also be very good doing coaching, speaking. You have to be doing something where you are able to express. And I cannot stress this enough. It's there. It's right there, and it's up to you. I really want you to explore a little bit more, like go a little bit deeper into the ways of expression. And I'm going to say that I also saw something about writing that was very clear. And I feel like this is something to do with, it's not necessarily like you have to pick up the pen and paper and write it. It's more of a sense that somebody will do it for you. But you have some ideas in your head that are just kind of moving around there. The problem is right now you're feeling depressed. So it's like, how do I get them out? How do I get these things out there? And I'm just going to tell you, you're just going to have to do it. You just have to do it. Just like you've done that. You've been through the experience of being successful before with acting. Or, you know, you've done things that some people have never taken the chance to do. And that
is... Are you talking about this lifetime?
I'm talking about the fact that you actually went out and you did it. Do you know how many people mm-hmm. I know that say, I want to do this, and they never try?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you, it's like, that's the difference between you and a lot of other people, is that you actually do it, but now what you're doing is you're letting yourself believe what the limiting beliefs are. And I'm going to just tell you, you need to stop it now. You really need to stop it, because you know what? That is something you're choosing. John, am I making sense? Because I know that's what you were picking up on, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, you're really getting into a space where you're putting all these limits and putting all these boundaries on you. And when that happens, you can't see past that. You can't see the true potential that you hold because you don't believe it to be true for yourself. So as easy as it is, all you have to do is make that decision, make that choice of what is it that you want to do in life. You know, it's not, you know, something's not going to fall from the sky with the balloon and say, here it is, here's your destiny. It's just little choices that you have to make to build up to that ultimate goal. And as easy as it is, you just have to make that choice. If you want to do this or if you want to do that, put it out there and then just sit back and let the universe rearrange itself for you to show you what it is that you're truly capable of. It's just a matter of understanding the power that you really have, because right now you're putting limits and boundaries on yourself. So what are you creating in your life? Now you have a lot of situations in your life that are putting limits and boundaries on. So if I don't get my Social Security, what do I got? Nothing. If I have to pay all this money, all these fines, what do I have? Nothing. These are limits. These are boundaries. And this is just a mere reflection, a mere image of the boundaries and the limits that you've set on yourself.
And you're going to get my, I'm going to just, if I'm going to get, here's a simple thing here. You're going to, money's going to come through. Okay. That is coming up a very, I mean, it's there. Okay. But I'm just telling you, don't do this. Don't stop. You can't. I've got goosebumps all over my body, which tells me that it tells me something about a story in your life that you have to share. There is a story, and it has to do with reaching out to others. Now, right now, I'm setting this really strong intention that you can just see that beautiful person of expression that you are. Now, I'm going to set another intention, and this is just that you can also feel, and whatever it is that you need to feel that has been painful, that constantly makes you feel like you're way up there and then you crash. It's just, I just want you to move above and beyond that. And I want you just to say, you know what? Hey, you know what? If I had some things in my life that was a little bit, that were a little bit crazy, I'm going to let go of those things. Because you know what? I'm okay. And when I see that, I cannot stress to you what, again, you're strong, but it's like if there's a survival instinct in you that's tired of surviving. But guess
yes.
what? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm basically bored with my whole life. I'm kind of ready to end it, actually, but I wouldn't do that.
But it's that fight or flight instinct, and it came from a little girl inside of you. And I can honestly say that if you were successful, which you already are inside, you would still be trying to find a way to feel successful. I can feel that. I feel that from you, like you would not believe. Like, so this is about processing something that you've been numbing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really feel like it's time. You know, if you can go, if you go over to my website, KimmyRose.com, it's free. There's a meditation on there that I would really recommend you listen to. It will really help you. it'll help you to get rid of some of these feelings. John, do these feelings sound familiar?
Absolutely. You know, when we get closer and closer to that space that we're soon going to wake up to, you know, like I said, our mind never wants to give up that power and never wants to give up that control. So it makes everything, it makes all these ideas and all these concepts that we tend to keep ourselves in. We get into a space where we don't want to do anything and we just feel like this is it. I just want to leave here. Life is done. You know, what's the point of all this? Me personally, 21 years old, I've went through this. And it's just a matter of you're right at that brink. You're right at that brink, that fence of stepping onto the other side. And when you do that, all your problems just fade away. But again, your mind never wants to allow you to do that, because if you step to the other side, your mind no longer has power and no longer has control. And who wants to give up power? So, I mean, it's completely and wholeheartedly up to you for you to say, you know, what is my intentions? You know, what do I want to create? You know, you want all these things to happen in your life, but you've never solidly made the choice within you, to take the steps in order to get up to that choice. The human
in us. Well, I thought I did. I just hadn't presumed it then, but yeah, I thought I had at one point and it didn't work.
The thing of it is though, I mean, this is a process of changing your beliefs, and that doesn't necessarily happen overnight. So just as the grass is growing, I mean, right when the grass hits the soil and it's about to come up onto the other side, we give up. And right when you give up, that grass just goes right back down into the ground. So right when you are about to see what it is that you are creating, right when you're right at that core essence of it, you gave up. You said, screw this, this ain't working. I'm just going to fall back into the worldly way of living. And either way, you're still in the same space. You haven't took a step forward, and you haven't taken a step back. It's really time to really take some action and to make some arrangements in your life, because you've been where you're at for so long, but you've also been wishing for so much more for so long. And the universe and God and everyone's just waiting for you to make that choice and make that decision, step into the true, authentic self in which you are. And all that takes is you making the choice, this is what I want. This is what I want to create. The moment you make that choice, tell you what, give it a week. I challenge you. Give it a week, and you'll start to see how everything is lining up right in front of you, how everything will rearrange itself for you. You're the creator. I'm not real. I'm you. You manifested me trying to, so I can tell you something. I mean, this is your world. This is your creation. You got to stop and ask yourself, what am I painting? What am I creating right now? If you don't like what you're creating, good thing that there's an eraser on the other side of that pencil, because you can always erase what you put on there and start something new.
And that's the best. I mean, really, I mean, that's so much. I want you to take that, and that is like the best that you are and all that you are. And I just want to thank you for sharing with you. And if you can stay tuned in, that's some of the things that we are going to, when we come back, we're going to talk about survival. How do we do it? And what are the things that come up? How do we work through things? Thank you so much for calling, Casey.
They're bothering us deep down, and we're not in touch with.
Right.
One of my big things. I've been trying to work to heal myself, but I do feel blocked in my memory, so I've been trying to process things. But I go around in circles, it seems.
Well, I'll understand, too, you know, like I said earlier, no matter how much you try, no matter how much you fight, after we've made that choice, we all unfold so naturally. Just allow it to happen. Don't try to make everything happen now. Just allow it to come to you. Allow it to unfold in the most perfect way, and not resist it.
Yeah. Don't resist it. Just like it really let yourself experience. And I cannot stress to you how free you will feel. And if I can help anyway, in any way, you know, call me. call me or call John. We're here for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bless
Thanks.
You.
Take care.
Thank you.
And I just want to just thank you, everyone, because, you know, this is what it's about. A lot of people are feeling this way. A lot of people are feeling like, ugh, I just cannot do this. I can't do this. It's too much. I don't know where to go, what to do. There is hope. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to John Tursky and me. We're going to be sharing what you can do through this tough time, embracing that spiritual part of yourself. You're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose on BBS Radio. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Are you going through a lot of ups and downs in your life? Are you looking for a new way to connect with others? Are you wanting just to find that balance? Maybe meeting someone new, finding a friend? Check out my new blog site where you can connect with people all over the world and share. Go to kimmyrose.ning.com. There you'll find friends, intuitives from everywhere, waiting to connect with you, and it's absolutely free. That's kimmyrose.ning.com. And if you have a business or an event you'd like to advertise, go there. People can find you as you can find them. Remember, it's all about connecting, because truly, we are one. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to kimmyrose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to kimmyrose.com, go to the store section, also go to the class section, and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. A lot of people call me Kimmy. It's all about taking time for you. That's what the show is about. That's why we're on every week from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, or whatever time zone you are in, you can tune in weekly. I wanted just to open up and share with each and every one of you that many of you may be going through the internet and just kind of like looking, listening, tuning in, and just wondering, you know, is there a way, is there something I could do to find a better peace within you? Is there something you can do to calm things down when they just seem like they're just going so crazy? There is hope, always. Never give up. And I'll tell you, I can honestly say that the last 3 months of my life, I have been down the rabbit hole, and I finally made a decision. Instead of letting myself go down the rabbit hole, instead of trying to grab onto the sides of the, and if you want to look at it like a slide, and stop myself, I added water, and I'm enjoying the ride. That doesn't mean that I don't have ups and downs that are crazy, because trust me, things are changing, and they are crazy. But I don't let that drive me crazy, because it's trusting in the reason. I have grown so much through change, so much. And it's there. It's offered to us for one reason, so we could get to know ourselves. That's why we're on the journey. I want to welcome John Tursky back to the show. And, John, you've been listening to a little bit about what I've been saying. I wanted to just kind of get your feedback on embracing change.
You know, when it comes to change, you have a choice. You have two choices. You can either embrace it or you can resist it. And what change is the happening, or it's the process in which is getting you to the space in which you've manifested. So if I've put out there, okay, I want to, for example, I want to go to India in January, and if my life is starting to change where, let's say I quit my job, I have to go to a new job, you know, things are happening, I'm moving, just a lot of things are happening. A lot of people look at that as being very frightened. Oh my gosh, I don't want to leave my job. I've been here for so long. This is what I like to do. I don't want to walk away from something I'm so sure of. But little do we know that this new job is going to give you more income. It's going to give you the opportunity to actually take this trip. You know, moving would actually help you to save money. I mean, we just never know. You have that choice to where you can either continue to stay in the power of the world and what we perceive, which is only what you see in front of you right here and now. You can't see anything beyond that. Or you can step into this alignment and kind of be partners with the one who can see all, knows all, hears all, and is a part of all. And when we resist to these changes that are happening, you might as well be saying to God, hey, I can take it from here. I don't need you anymore. But when we embrace this change, this is actually us accepting the gifts and accepting everything that we've really intended to be. You know, only through humans, only through us, can the universe really manifest itself. Like I said, I mean, something doesn't really fall down from the air right in front of you to give you everything that you need. There's steps that you have to take, changes that you have to make in order to become the one that you've been wishing to become. And it's your choice.
It is a choice. And, you know, it's you know, John, one of the things that I know that I felt it, other people, you felt it, it's the fact, and even my dad last night, I was talking to my father, and he was sharing something, and I said, but Dad, that seems like something that you would want. You know, he was talking about working, and he said to me, he goes, you know, it is, but I just don't like not having a choice, if that makes sense. And I said, yeah, that makes perfect sense for the fact that that's what holds us, that's really what bothers us, is that we feel like that's not there. And so I think that, and it's just that recognition that, I say recognizing it, but it's a recognition of truth. It's like you need to recognize your truth and really embrace it. And then what happens is things start to come into alignment, and you see that you could really do something about it. But what do? We blame everyone else. And you know, you can get mad at people, you can get upset, but they're not going to pick it up and fix it for you. You need to. And that's a hard thing sometimes, isn't it, John?
Absolutely.
And I say that only because I know you work with a lot of people, and one of the things that I've seen you do is just kind of look at them and go, okay, so when are you going to come out of this? You know, I'm shaking my head and giving the John head shake, you know, because you do that. And it's funny because it's like, yeah, okay. I just would really love to hear and experience from you a first step. We've got, say, somebody who's in a situation and they're like, I don't have a choice. It sucks. I don't have a job. I'm losing my house. You know, I don't have anything. I have nothing. What would you tell them?
You know, I would tell this person to look around them and, you know, really ask yourself, what is it in my life that I've identified and attached myself to? Because the ego has to have an identity. We have to attach ourselves with anything and everything outside of us to give us the self, to give us the sense of accomplishment, self-worth, and just belonging. So the more and more that we search and yearn for everything outside of us, we get farther and farther away from the truth that's really within us. And when we begin to ask all these big questions of who am I, you know, what is this all about? What is life? Everything that you've attached yourself or identified yourself to begins to fade away. And you begin to really think, I have nothing. What is this? Oh, my gosh, you know, my life is crumbling before me. I don't know who I am. And it's a big step, because then what's really happening is you're going through a transition, or you're going through a space where you're not necessarily re-identifying yourself, but you're stepping into the true authenticity in which your identity comes from. And then it's the same situations are still there in your life, but you change your perception of what they may be. So instead of looking at everything as, oh, I have nothing, this is going wrong, this is bad, you can then shift yourself and your perception and look at it in a way of, thank you, wow, you know, thank you so much for giving me the true identity of who I am. Thank you for putting me into a space that I can now search within myself and see who I am. Because when we live with someone, when we're with people day in and day out, you know, we get our energies mixed up. We identify ourselves with people around us. And then when we get into a space where we're all by ourselves, the ego don't like that because there's no identity there. But it gives you the most perfect opportunity to get into a space where you recognize and understand yourself, which has no limits, no boundaries, and, you know, has no resistance. When you surrender and you make that change within yourself and you say, hey, I'm the creator, I am God, I'm God manifested in human form. I'm made to perfection. Nothing can hurt me, nothing can harm me. I have all these God potentials, all these God creations. What more is there? What more would you want? And when you start looking at life with that kind of perception, you don't look at any negativity. Only here in this world is there duality, positive, negative, yes, no, right, wrong. Black and white, but in the true alignment of things, in oneness, there is no duality. There is no male or female. There is no right or wrong. There is no you or me. It just is. And you can live your life here on this earth with that perception, and that's how we get to a space of living heaven on earth. So people who are in that space right now where they feel everything's leaving, everything's crumbling, I don't know where I am, I don't know what life is, I have no direction, I have no guidance, this is part of the shift. This is the big shift that's happening. It's saying, hey, everything that you've identified yourself, everything that you're attached to who says who you are is now fading away, because this is what you've asked for. We've all asked to get to a space within ourselves where we can create peace. And you can't create that peace and you can't create that happiness if you're so indulgent and so confined to the things and the people around you. So when you're going through this transition, it's best to embrace it. It's best to stand there and not only embrace it, but be thankful for it. Because, again, we can't see tomorrow. We can't see next week. But we can trust that tomorrow and next week is going to be happy, be healthy, be whole. And again, that's what you're creating. That's what you're putting out there. Or we can worry and say, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm going to have my job tomorrow. I don't know if I'm still going to be working next week. Well, guess what? Your wish is my command. You know, there's going to be more opportunities, more situations where your job or your income might be at risk. But again, understand that you created that. So it's all in how you look at things. The situation won't change, but the way that you look at it will. And that's where the true happiness lies within.
Oh, I love it. So we are truly the creators of our realities, and even deeper than that, we have a choice. Okay, now here's what's amazing, and we're going to take a break. We've got Evelyn. After the break, we're going to bring Evelyn back on the line from Arizona, who has a question. Is here's the cool thing, and here's the challenge to everybody. What are you going to do about it? It's up to you. We're not forcing you. We're just simply letting you know that when you're respectful of your path and you honor who you are, everything is possible and nothing is impossible. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Evelyn on. We've got John Tursky. He's a medium, intuitive. If you go to KimmyRose.com, you can also go to Kimmy Rose and Friends, and John is one of the wonderful intuitives on there. And we will be back with more of interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. Take time every day to sit and listen to your breath. Did you know that by really tuning into your breath, you can find better peace in your mind, your health can get better, and you have more clarity in your decisions? Did you know that by getting in touch with your breath, you can experience heaven on earth? Tune in to Interviews with Kimberly Rose every week as we bring to you some wonderful authors, teachers, and we share with you ways to look deep within and to wake up to a new way that allows you to experience heaven on earth. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. For more information on Interviews with Kimberly Rose, go to the website, KimmyRose.com. We'll talk to you every week.
This is Pat Altvader with the Conscious Transformations Moment. When using the law of attraction, one of the first steps is to become very clear about exactly what you want to attract. I've designed a worksheet that will help you do just that. To download this free tool, visit www.transformationsinstitute.com/LOAresources.html.
Hi, I'm Ritu Pasricha, and here is your empowering tip for this week. First and foremost, I wish you much blessings along your way. When we operate from a space of wholeness, we ensure that we first ensure that we are present in all of our actions. This means that we are in alignment. Our thoughts, words, heart, and actions all are vibrating at the same level. When we fill our own glass, it will naturally overflow and lead others to be inspired to be the best that they can be. I wish you much love and peace. Have a wonderful day.
Listen each week for your empowering tip from Ritu Pasricha. You can reach her by going to ConsciousConnectionsLLC.com or call her at 419-902-0058. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimmy. Kimberly Rose, join me on Saturday, November 28th in Port Huron as I present to you a workshop that will help you look deep within yourself to find out your life purpose. Figure out what your blueprint is, why you're here. Who are the soulmates in your life? What is the connection? We are going to connect with the divine connection, the Akasha. Finding your way through vibration, through enlightenment, and through opening. That's on Saturday, November 28th.
You can also talk to me for private readings in person on Sunday, November 29th in Port Huron. Give Light the Way a call at 734-854-1514 or visit me at KimmyRose.com. See you then. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, a.k.a. Kimmy. If you want to also join me on Facebook, you can go to the friend section, look me up, and join me and a lot of wonderful friends that are part of that awesome community. Listen every week from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time on bbsradio.com. Also, I do have readings that are available. You can call me over the phone. I do healing sessions also. The number 734-854-1514. We've got lots of wonderful readers at our store, Light the Way. Carolyn Ruby, who is my mother, is also available this evening. Call Light the Way, and if you go to the website, LITETheWay.com, you'll actually find a whole bunch of cool stuff, a lot of neat products. I have two books. One of my books is Wake Up Your Intuition. If you want to connect with your intuition, you want to just awaken that part of yourself that says, hey, you know what, I think I'm psychic. Yeah, you are. It's really simple. It's just a matter of opening up and embracing. And I have over 15 CDs that will help you connect with weight loss, stop smoking. And I think John will personally testify that the weight loss hurts. I mean, it actually helps because I do like to eat, don't I, John?
Yeah, eat. You can probably pack more than I can.
I think the first time we went to do a channeling, or I forget what we did. We went to do something, and we went through the drive-thru at McDonald's, and of course I had to order like the biggest thing that you can eat on the menu, you know?
And the biggest, sloppiest sandwich.
And you know, it's so amazing because it's a state of mind. Everything is a state of mind. And you know, I'm a big believer that you know, I will eat, but there's also a balance. There's also a balance that comes in things. So, you know, as much as I like to eat, I also balance it. So I just like to eat around my friends, I think. So a lot. But it is a great way to lose weight, and I truly invite each and every one of you to try it. Even stop smoking is a great way to just do it. But you got to be in the mode. If you're not in the mode, it's not going to work. You've got to have it in your head. Right now, again, I wanna make sure I do this, John, because I keep forgetting to do this. Can you give out your number? I've had some people send me some messages who want to get a hold of you. Can you give out your number and your website to get on your email email list?
Yeah, absolutely. You can call my office at 419-517-0047. And you can check out my website at johnturskymedium.com.
Wonderful. And he is truly one of the most amazing intuitive mediums. And, you know, John, I used to call you the kid, and I just can't since you turned 21. I don't know. I'm just like, you know, John Tursky, the man. So I'm going to say he's a wonderful one at that. So I want to bring Casey on. I've been waiting so patient, or I'm sorry, Evelyn from Arizona, where it's nice and warm. Send us some warm energy, Evelyn.
It ain't warm here today.
Well, it's got to be warmer than it is here.
Oh, so. Probably. I just looked on the temperature, and it was like 54 degrees, but that's chilly for here.
Oh, well, you know, that is a little chilly, so.
It is. Well, it's rainy and cloudy and cool.
We could do what I did last, we had snow yesterday. I was in a class and everybody was looking at me like I was nuts. I was outside sticking my tongue out, tasting the snowflakes and, what are you doing? I'm like, that's what you gotta do when it snows. You gotta catch them. You just gotta do it. You gotta enjoy it. So we've got about 5 minutes, and I want to really be able to tune in and help you. Did you have a question?
Well, I was gonna just say I'm gonna be open if you have any messages for me, because I got a zillion questions and I just don't know which one's important enough. I just have them all so important. So I was just going to be open if you could just give me any messages.
Go ahead, Jen.
I will say this. There's a lot of new things that are really coming your way, and you're someone who I would call an entrepreneur. I want to say that you've really had the intention, or you've really had the focus to want to open up your own business or do something on your own. In a way that's really going to help and to shift and to really change a lot of the people that you interact with. However, the way that you're going to do this or the modalities that you will take is going to be a lot different than what anyone else is doing. So it's just a matter of waiting and sitting and just waiting patiently, because the rest of this year, the rest of 2009 for you is just a time for releasing. So just getting rid of old habits, old belief systems, old ways of looking at things. Even people who are no longer serving your highest good. And then the beginning of 2010 is where everything's really going to fall into place for you and give you just, you'll start to notice all the pieces to the puzzle really come together, for you to really get a lot of work done here. But like I said, you're also, I just see you doing it, being an entrepreneur, opening your own business or doing something along those lines. Also too, what they're showing me is that there's a lot of new gifts that are really coming your way. So whether I do see it as a way of healing, there's a lot of healing energy that's coming in around you, and also there's a gift that's having to do with communication. So whether that means the way that you tune into people or the way that you communicate, it's just a lot of new gifts. I will say this, there's a female energy or female figure that's coming through on the other side, and I want to say that this is either like a mother or a grandmother figure. Whoever she is, she's very sweet, very serene, and she's saying that she opened the book for you to get into this type of work. So she was a very spiritual person, and she really knew what she was talking about. She's saying that she was the one that everyone would always flock to or everyone would go to. And she's saying that her death or her passing really, and I don't want to say really, her passing really influenced the direction that you took in life. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm...
My grandmother's passed away, but I don't know if it's changed me. It's just that...
I think in essence, no matter who we are, no matter the connections that we have, a death will always in some way impact us. And rather if that means that the death is symbolic or part of us in which passed, or if it means a new creation, a death meaning a new birth. So what she's saying is that, first of all, she's doing a lot of work with you on the other side, and she's saying you're doing really good with noticing when she's around or knowing the heads up of when she's there. And okay. she's saying birds are a big thing for her. Like, she sends a lot of birds to you. And it's like if you see birds out of season, so like December, January, February, you'll see a lot of birds, and they're bluebirds. They're not how I'm seeing it, it's like a blue bird with a black stripe on the back. But she's saying that the direction that you're taking, are you writing a book?
No, but I've been told that so many times that I would be writing a book. No, but then it's now in my head that I should probably write a book. But my book would probably be more on grief and grieving because since my husband passed and I have a brother and sister that passed and my best friend, I think maybe, and then, you know, watching my kids suffer through the grief of their dad, I don't know, I think maybe I'd have something to say there. Other than that, I don't know.
Is your husband, was he a bigger guy?
No, but he had a big presence.
Yeah, okay. Because it's like I'm getting him, right when you said your husband, immediately there's a male figure that came through, or a male energy. But it's a very strong energy.
Yeah.
And when I mean strong, I mean really strong. I mean, he was very, just very strong on his opinion, the way that he looked at things, the way that he acted.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that the connection that you two had was beyond anything that could be experienced physically. He's saying that, oh, thank you. My apologies. It's not your grandma's death that influenced the way that you lived your life. It's your husband's death that influenced the way and the direction that you're living your life. So he's
well,
the one.
You know, I would probably agree with that more so, my husband, because he was an entrepreneur and we had our own business. And, you know, right now I'm working two jobs. I'm thinking for as hard as I work and for the little money I make, I might as well go in business for myself somewhere, somehow. At least if I'm putting in all this time, at least for me.
And, you know, and that's exactly what I see you doing, too, is going into business for yourself. But it's being, in some way, shape, or form, it's being in service to others. So it's not as if you're going to be selling things or putting things on the market. Who you are and the gifts that you have is really what you're going to be, is really what the business is going to be about. Because you're able to look at certain things or certain situations, and it's really easy for you to dive in and really know how to handle these situations in the best way for everyone involved. And this is going to, I don't know if I see it as life coaching. I don't know what it is, but I see you making help.
I've been picking up back up on my Reiki again. I have Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and I've been kind of joining this little ladies group once a week when I can make it and kind of like do the Reiki thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's my only other thought I could possibly think of right now.
Well, like I said, too, just kind of be patient because for the rest of the year, it's going to be kind of a standstill for you. But come 2010 is where all these new modalities are going to come. Like I said, new gifts, new awareness, new ways of being. So between now and then, just kind of sit back, let life happen, let all the changes take place, and then figure out how you fit into all that.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Because right now my life really is not well.
and you know what?
Okay.
Like we've been talking about, I mean, your wish is my command. I mean, if that's what you truly believe, that's what's going to continue to happen. So let's change that. Let's shift that a little bit. Instead of saying my life is not well, say I trust that my life is encompassed and enfolded and embodied with nothing but pure bliss and understanding and awareness. However you want to say it. I mean, just shift the way that you're looking at things. But
right.
You also have to give yourself a lot of credit because of how far you've come with only 2 years. If you look back 2 years ago and where you were compared to where you are today, you should really be giving yourself one heck of a pat on the back because you've really accomplished a lot.
Well, let's put it this way. I survived the last 2 years because my husband passed away, well, it's 3 years now, and it's been a long haul. It's been a long haul, especially with my kids. I mean, they're teenagers, but teenagers and losing their dad, it's been the toughest thing I can think I can ever live through.
But you handled it very strong, though. I mean, you were very strong throughout this entire experience. And, you know, it was your strength that allowed your kids to see past the surface level of things and start to recognize the essence of life goes on and what that means. You were really good at being able to hold that space and hold that mirror for them to recognize this is life, this is what happens, this is how it goes, and it also made them discover a deeper power within themselves. So your kids are on the right track where they need to go, and they're going to surprise you more than anything.
Wow, that's great, that's great.
And I just wanted before we sign off, because we've gotta do that, I want you to say something. Okay, so I want you to take a deep breath, Evelyn. And I want you to say, my life is spectacular.
My life is spectacular.
Can you say my life is yummy?
Yeah, my life is yummy.
Doesn't that sound so much better? And doesn't it feel so much better? And it is about you. And I really want you to just let us know how you're doing. I want to wish you so much peace and so many blessings. And have a really good holiday, okay?
I will. Thank you. This is such an uplifting little reading that I can't tell you how much has brought peace to me just in this last 5 minutes. It's just great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I was having a lot of doubt, so this is just take me out of my doubt realm, so I will survive the rest of the year and welcome 2010.
And you know what? That's what it's about. It's always about new beginnings in every moment. So peace to you, okay, sweetie, and have a good one. And I know we got to get going. John, I got to thank you so much for joining us. John, one more time, your website and your phone number in case anybody wants to get a hold of you.
Yeah, my website is www.johnterskymedium.com. And you can also get a hold of me at my office at 419-517-0047. We got a bunch of classes coming up. I'm available for private readings and also phone readings. So give me a call. Also, too, this month, I'm giving 20% off any services, so all the way until the end of the year. So it's a good time to get in.
And, John, what is the website over at Harmony and Health?
It's actually harmonyandlifecenter.com.
And life. I do that all the time. Maybe it's supposed to be that. I don't know why I do that. I'm sorry. So,
I've heard a lot of people
thank you
call
so
it Harmony
much.
Health
and, man, I'll tell you. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, John, and peace to you. Have a wonderful day. And
you
I
too.
Just want to thank everybody for being a part of interviews today. If you want to get a hold of me, you can go to the website, kimmyrose.com. The calendar's there. There's a blog there. You can connect with people from all over the world. And also, my contact information is right there. If you're interested in being part of the program or advertising, go to kimmyrose.com. Thank you so much for listening to interviews on BBS Radio. Peace.